This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day 2020. Jimmy Jack.
Oh, Matt, man.
How are you?
I'm good. There's romance in the air.
Yeah? Is that what that is? I thought there was somebody had one of them Scentsy candles burning.
No, I bought a 12-pack of incense, and one of them is called romance.
Oh.
Incense. How's it going?
That's a true story. I did.
The first person to tell me Happy Valentine's Day was Paige.
First person to tell me, I think, was Matt when we came on the air.
Well, okay.
So we're blanking later.
Fat boy, did you get any?
No, but that's good. That's a good thing.
I did tell my dog Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's true. We learned yesterday Fatboy does not like saying I love you.
Oh, no, or anything like happy.
Yeah, I don't want to have to, you know, get that back.
Fatboy is not into Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Valentine's Day, Good Morning, I love you.
Okay. What's up, man?
Eeyore.
No, Happy Easter.
Some people just like to sit around all day. How are you? I love you. You look great. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for being in my life.
Why not?
Leave my mama out of this, please.
Fatboy doesn't like saying anything that makes anyone feel good.
I mean, damn.
I wish to God that we still had the Ron Isley audio. Ron Isley from the Isley Brothers, the soul R&B group. He had sat down to at a radio station of a guy that we worked at this radio station, and he was doing what we in the business call a promotional commercial.
Yeah.
Where he's saying, hey, me and the Isley Brothers are going to be out here performing, and I want to tell you, everyone listening, Happy Valentine's Day. But he had a hard time saying Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine?
Dallentine. It was Dallentine's one time, too.
Happy Dallas Tongs Day.
Happy Salad Tongs Day, everybody.
Bizarre, man. Yeah, he had a hell of a time saying it.
It was tough.
It's almost as good as Barry White. Well, for the first blanking thing.
For the first freaking thing.
Paul Quinn College.
I think that's in Texas.
I feel like we could sit down, not on the air now. We could sit down and do that entire flubbed commercial by
Dallas.
By heart.
Probably.
This ass got words he don't even need in here.
What?
Try to cut a spot, Tony.
Okay. I'm doing the one from, I'm doing the Barry White one.
Okay.
What was the name of his band?
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, okay. It's not that hard.
Yeah. The Love Unlimited Orchestra.
The Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Love Unlimited.
No, but you're right. I'll be there with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course.
Yes.
Paul Quinn College.
Paul Quinn College.
Hi, this is Barry White.
What was Barry White most known for? My Darling I, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby?
Yeah, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby.
I had cowbell in it.
My Darling I.
Cordially invite your ass to come on down.
Cordially invite your ass.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
He also was you're the first, the last, my everything.
Okay.
If you ever saw the movie Money Talks with Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen, it's kind of like a Rush Hour movie, same director even, Brett Ratner, but it was before Rush Hour movies.
Right.
Man, it's really funny, and it's full of Barry White songs.
Join us for first weekend of tennis tournament.
And Vic Damone songs.
Hi, I'm Barry White. My son's Rick Ross. Splitting him into
I'm about to rip this off.
Oh, baby. Give me a minute. This big belt. Cowbell, cowbell, cowbell.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Paul Quinn College.
He was born in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, he's a Texan.
Yeah. Rest in peace. News to me.
He's been dead for
17 years.
Died on 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, can we do a Mary White? Can't get enough of your love, hey baby.
Yeah, work on it.
Dude. You know what we've been doing here lately? We've been throwing out some great ideas very, like, freely on the air. And I think that we're just thinking, well, it's on the podcast. We'll remember.
That's what I was thinking.
I got to make a note of that. Barry White, Mary White.
Matthew.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Can't get enough of the God's love, baby. Can't get enough of God loves, baby. Come on, see me at church Sunday morning. Save a seat on the pew for you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Rhymes with pew, Matthew.
I'm cutting the spot, baby.
Can't get enough the Lord's love, baby. All right, we'll work on that.
We're getting there.
We get from Valentine's Day to Barry White and a parody song. So did I do the weather?
I don't think you did.
Okay, let me do the weather.
Remember. Anybody remember the weather?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I did. No, I didn't, because this is all new to me.
Fabboy's working.
Sure you did.
Mostly sunny, high 54. Right now, clear and 39. But tomorrow is going to be sunshine.
What about school lunch?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you need the hiking weather as well? I saw the news do that today.
Oh, no.
Normally, they'll do the airport. Because, again, I'm not going to harp on this forever, but with the weather, with the local news, they make it such a big part of it. And it's got to be a tough sell these days with all the information being right at our Google fingertips. And but they'll do the hiking weather. They did hiking weather, airport weather, school bus stop weather. You know, generally any type of situation they can repackage it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I only know from my weather app that we're in right now a waning gibbous moon.
No, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. That's what kind of moon it is.
Waning gibbous.
Weather bug.
Yeah, so that's cool. I got a little tipsy tips last night.
Oh, you went to Cirque.
I went to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Circus of the Sun, they call it.
Yeah. Well, this one's called Axel.
Circus of the Sun, Axel, wow.
Yeah. And you've been to Cirque. Everybody been to Cirque?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the naked one in Vegas.
I've been to a couple different Cirque shows.
Yeah. Boy, this one, I mean, I've always enjoyed them, you know. But that one, the one that's all going on, is at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena this weekend. Whoa, man.
Good one?
Yeah.
Good show, great show?
The music is, like, and I was talking to Stone Man from Classic Rock 101.
Ah, you want a Cirque?
About this, like, TSO, he loves TSO, Stone Man.
Oh, I love TSO.
And I enjoyed this show this past time, too, but it seems like it's kind of gotten a little stale where it's the same old kind of 80s
Lasers.
Guitar music and stuff. Boy, so Cirque du Soleil is like, it's a circus from somewhere. I guess Soleil. And
France,
they,
right?
They do.
The sun.
From
the sun.
Soleil means sun?
Yeah. That's why Punky Brewster's name is Sun Moon Fry.
Sun Moon and Fire.
Soleil Moon Fry. It's Sun Moon Fry.
Spunky Brewster.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Are you messing with me right now?
No, it's really okay. Circus of the Sun. Right. Circus de Soleil.
Are you blanking with me right now? It's just real, man. It's funky. Like, it's got rock and roll in it, too, because here's the thing. I don't want to give too much away, but it's called...
Spoilers!
I'm not spoiling anything for you.
I'm not going, so you can.
It's called Axel, okay? And I ain't talking Foley.
Yeah.
Curtis?
No. No, Curtis Axel. That's good.
Kurt's boy.
It's a musical dedicated to the life and times of Curtis Axel.
Is it about Axel Rose, but it's on ice?
That's great.
I'm just saying, it's rock and roll. It goes metal at one point, and then it goes into the most funkiest EDM dubstep kind of routine that, man, I'd never thought that
two women spinning around on a ball up in the air, scantily clad to dubstep would get me, not get me there, but like get me like, woo.
Yeah. It's a sexy show, that's right.
Very, very.
They like
it was erotic.
Sexy.
Yeah. I was saying that as I was talking with Jay Gilstrap, who said to tell you all hello.
Oh, hey, Jay. Aww, that's how you doing?
I walked good. I walked up. I knew it was instantly him.
Yeah.
I walked up behind me. I got right into his ear. I said, "That's Huey."
Oh, man.
He turned
that's
around.
Huey.
Anyway, I forget his son's name, but his son is 18 or 19 and wants to come in and do backstage pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Last time I saw Jay, he bought me lunch. It was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I try to find him every day at lunch.
Well, he tested a beer to me.
I see Chris around some. One of Jay's boys, Chris.
That might be the one.
No, Chris is older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the 17, 18, or 19-year-old. Again, I...
He isn't old, but he's older than that.
I went to the pre-party, so...
Uh-uh. Hobnob a little? Are you a hobnobber?
I've been the Stella Lounge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fun in there.
Yeah, it was good. I had awesome food.
Yeah. They have some good mixed drinks in there, too.
Wow.
Fancy ones.
I just stuck with the beers.
Yeah.
Not ours.
What kind? Stella?
I had Stella Artois.
Yeah.
And it's not Stella Artois.
Yeah.
Stella Artois.
Artois. Yeah.
Well, it's the Stella Lounge,
and,
so you should.
Space Dust.
Space Dust is a good one.
Uh-huh.
That's a damn good beer.
Did you walk around yelling lines from Streetcar?
No,
Stella Lounge?
But
it's, old man joke.
It was called, it was like the opening night thing. It's like the
old woman joke.
The VIP lounge, and they give you all this like Cirque du Soleil swag. It was like keychains and like stickers and all this stuff. And we started to notice that we were kind of like underdressed somewhat. Like Stoneman and his lovely wife were, you know, dressed kind of like, not like t-shirt casual, but like we were wearing like jeans and like just a regular like button-up shirt or...
There should be no... You should dress like they do in the show.
There's no dress code. People just want to dress fancy to go to that.
That's the thing, dude. There were people there dressed in like... I mean, like wedding attire.
Yeah.
And then there was a table I found out of the four biggest Greenville influencers on social media, these four ladies. I recognized one. I won't remember her name, but... One of them real tall, and they were all wearing, like, really, like, nice dresses.
Yeah.
And Gwen Davis, the photographer we know, a photographer, we'll see him later today. I was talking with him.
Yeah.
And he's great. Like, he sits there, and he's like, don't look at the camera. Just act like you're having a conversation. But in the back of your mind, you're like, well, I know you're there, so I'm not going to act the same way. I'm going to stand up straight, and I'm going to look stiff. So he moves over to them. He's like, all right, ladies, are we excited tonight? And they're like, yeah. It's Galentine's Day.
I would have left.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
I went
the whole day without knowing yesterday was Galentine's Day.
I'd have left.
I didn't know.
As soon as that happened, I'd have left. I'm like, nope, going to the house.
No, it was still free open bar.
Is that like working Women's Wednesday?
I would leave an open bar over that. You know me. As soon as that moment happened, I'd be in the car on the way back to Moonville.
No, I'd say it's Palentine's Day. You ain't going anywhere, buddy.
Oh,
listen,
gosh.
Pal.
Oh, damn,
You know, look, if you're not getting married at numerous nuptials today and you're looking for something that you both are going to enjoy, it's regular Valentine's Day now. So
I would have said it's Valentine's Day and drove to Charlotte.
Oh, they popped for that in the 704. Did you hobnob with some influencers, make some contacts?
Yes, I did. I actually talked to Sheree Taylor.
I can do that here.
Yeah, man, do that in the hallway here.
Well, on the way out, let's see her office.
I don't.
A lot of times, I'm out back smoking when she gets to work in the morning.
I don't. I don't go to those things to network. Like if you know what I mean.
I only go for the show.
I don't walk
through the
crowd looking around trying to make eye contact. Like,
Oh,
I want to make a connection here and there and
your
all
appearance.
This stuff. No, I just went to from like.
You gotta enjoy myself with the show.
Yeah. Take less pictures and be in the moment.
Networking means to me you gotta go, you know, talk to a bunch of people you don't necessarily want to talk to.
Right.
So I don't do that. And Matt definitely don't do that.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean I definitely don't do
that? You don't do that. It's a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
It's a compliment.
Well, if you meant it as a compliment, then thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just go to like hang out. Yeah. Like it's fun.
And when you network, you wind up getting in those conversations where you go, that's crazy. And then they keep talking, and you go, man, that's wild. And they keep talking anyway. Yeah. And then you just, wow.
I know, right?
But you don't care. And then finally you get to the point where you just give this unenthusiastic, yeah, no blank, huh?
Hey, is there a bathroom around here? No? You, okay, cool. I'm going to go look for one.
And then you walk off, right, like somebody waved at you from behind them.
Well, I'm an influencer now.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is say you are.
Yeah, it's all. It's all. It. It's the only requirement.
It's the new model.
It's, I know somebody who's that now. They're an influencer. I'm like, you're a stay-at-home mom. You're not an influencer. You influence a kid not to crap himself. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, last night I was under the influencer, and that's why I didn't want to try to talk any business with anybody.
Yeah.
I was just there to watch people spin around on a cord that they're holding by their teeth.
Are you mad,
Jesus.
Man?
Jesus.
It's strong teeth, man.
Strong teeth.
Hell of a poly grip.
Yeah. Well, it is Valentine's Day, and Jimmy, we'll save that other thing for later.
Okay. I really want to get to that.
We really will get to that.
Yeah, we got to get, I want to get that in there.
But
it's one of my annual things I look forward to.
Uh-oh.
Me too.
Every year.
I look forward to that. I wish I could see them all, but we don't have access to that. But we've got from the FCC, the complaints that people emailed or called in during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah, nice.
They're all public because FCC, they make them all public every year.
Yeah.
And we got the cream of the crop out of 1,500 complaints.
Yeah, the best of the best.
It's nice that out of like 100 million odd viewers, 1,500 people complained.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
No.
Not at all.
Could be worse.
The FOF line, it's Friday. You can still get in on that. You know, this is probably, if you're upset that you're not in a relationship because, you know, maybe he left you or she left you or whatever, today is the day to move past all that and call the FOF line and cuss him or her out and then move on from it.
Yeah. Just
move on with your life, but first cuss him out on the phone with us.
First cuss him out on the phone.
Well, our voicemail.
Yeah, we're able to of course, bleep that, but later on this afternoon, the uncensored version will hit. Well, who knows? Maybe even tomorrow. We're busy this afternoon.
We are. We have some stuff going on, huh?
We have a second show going on today. But the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Nice.
Also, if you missed Fussin' yesterday, we're going to re-premiere that. And old Code Feet kept his cold feet, so we're still going to read his email today.
Yep.
Nice.
Because it was about Valentine's Day, and as we mentioned earlier, it is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So if we don't do it today, then it won't matter. And if he decides he wants to get warm feet and call in, fine. Otherwise, we're still going to do it. We're still going to do it because it involves his wife and the gift that she's giving him that he's now nervous about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a good tease.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes. Marconi and Cheese would both give me awards for that one.
Mm.
It was Radio Cheese.
Marconi and Cheese.
So call us at any point today. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. And our friends at CVM make for us available a text line, which is 72341. You can text us at any point.
Yes, you can do that. Text us 72341. And our social media, at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, Facebook.com/Rise Guys.
Yes, so there we go.
And the official Snapchat of the show is 9 from TRG.
You can have it.
I'm the only one who uses it anymore.
I use it. I'll go look at the filters and I'll like screen shoot them, but I don't actually even put them on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I don't like it.
I enjoy it. I just post memes on there and see how many people screen shoot them. That's my game I play.
That's fun. So there we go. Paige, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, how about this? You might like this, Matt, man. 61% of Americans want our government to do what? You'll find out what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Fix our roads.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Tax somebody else.
Build a wall.
Well, you'll find out.
All right, we'll find out what that is next in your Rise Guys headlines. It's Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh.
Well, do you believe in aliens?
And I don't know anymore. I used to, and then I didn't, because I thought it was just like the elite of the world or the various governments flying around and things that we just don't know about yet?
I never met one.
Me neither.
Well, we work for one.
Look around.
But I can't confirm that.
Allegedly. Have you ever seen Mark Hendricks outside?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
He can't but for 30 minutes a day.
And
that's why he runs to the building when he gets here.
Yeah.
30 minutes of outside oxygen.
Wearing his leather jacket.
He can take from his body.
It isn't a leather jacket. It's a leather coat.
It's a leather coat, yeah.
Difference.
Yeah. Mark doesn't jacket.
A leather jacket would be cool. No. Coat is leather.
Yeah. Right. Paige, do you believe in aliens?
I think I do.
Why?
If there are other planets and other solar system galaxies, then I
universe
don't see
is big.
Why there wouldn't be other people.
Okay.
Or beings.
Or it might just be like dung beetles on another planet. And
we
that's
don't
it.
Know. We don't know. Well,
amoebas.
61% of Americans want the government to release its X-Files on aliens. And you know, aliens have been a fixture of American pop culture. We love them, especially in Arizona, right?
Well,
New Mexico.
I ain't never been there.
The whole world is kind of infatuated. The thing that really kind of is hard to argue against is that stuff that those Navy pilots saw in the Pacific. Because there's no technology on Earth that does that or is capable of that or is even remotely approaching anything like what they saw that thing do.
Yeah.
We have nothing that can do anything like that.
No.
The most amazing technology we have, the most incredible propulsion technology we can conceive, we don't have anything close to what that thing was doing in the water and in the sky and in the air and all over the place.
What not concerns me but kind of just throws me off is like you've heard of like Project Blue Book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like where they allegedly were really trying to find out what was really out there and all unidentified flying objects and stuff. And then it's almost like they've taken that's like a docuseries or something on TV now. So it's like if it was that secret, A&E or whoever has that channel wouldn't be allowed to do that. You know what I mean? Like there was this book that was called The Alien Book of Races that races, not racists.
Oh, okay.
Races. And it was from the KGB, and the America got a hold of it, and that it was allegedly leaked out on the internet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be like a guidebook to the various alien races around our galaxy.
Oh, no.
But that's the thing, though. It's probably a fake.
Yeah, most likely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't seem to know that much about it.
What if we're just in a tiny little snow globe, and then outside of that, it's like huge monsters.
We're a petri dish.
Yeah.
I just stay in here. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, governments, in the UK, they decided to declassify their UFO files, which is creating buzz here in America. I mean, why not? If it's been 50 years ago. So according to the survey, that means 61% of these people say they want our government to release all the files too, the X-Files. So 58% of people think the U.S. government investigates extraterrestrial life, and 39% think that secret alien missions are conducted at Area 51. And then 23% of these people think that they believe that they've actually witnessed a UFO.
Hmm. Well,
I've never seen one.
I saw something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was 5:15 in the morning, I believe it was. 911 was flooded with one call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's unidentified.
But I'm also not going to sit here and say, well, I'm going to rely on the experts to tell me if they exist or not.
Well, yeah.
Until they show me proof.
Well, there has to be a theory tested, and someone actually has to have it in their possession for me to believe it.
Yeah, well, there was the guy, Fat Boy, the guy who called in that time, the older gentleman from North Carolina, that worked at Area 51. And he was legit. He was, sir, forgive me if I'm wrong with this. He sounded like he was in like his 60s. Mm-hmm. And he worked at Area 51. He was going to come on the show and then
absolutely never called back, never emailed back.
Yeah, but he was like a real guy. We were able to vet him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We looked him up online. I mean, he was legit, but it's almost that thing of like, I would love to, because I bet you, I'm pretty sure that we have more military folks listening to us than anybody else around this area or region.
Yeah.
And I would love for some of those guys to, like, Hell, even at an appearance or a broadcast or something, I'd love to just ask you a bunch of questions about stuff you've seen, even out at sea.
Because
when you're out on a boat out at sea, you see everything that's going on in the sky, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there ain't really much
else to look at. Parking lot up the street.
Right.
Ask you what happened to Bin Laden. Stuff like that.
Right. Did y'all see any temples that were being destructed, like they said, during Desert Storm? They were destroying these temples that had nothing to do with the war.
They can tell you all about guarding these poppy fields and burning these other ones.
Oh, sure. I already know about all that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a handful of very credible Navy pilots will swear that UFO thing in California 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, unidentified flying object doesn't mean alien, though.
No.
It means you can't tell what that is. It's an object, not an animal.
But nothing on this earth can do what that. They call it the tic-tac, but nothing can do what it did as far as going into the water and out of the water and the speeds and the directional changes. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, like I'm more worried about what could be hiding underground and in the oceans than I am what's coming down from the sky, truly. But Lord's up there.
You would think that they would be sophisticated and they can blend into society and we wouldn't know.
Matthew is terrified of a megalodon is what he's saying.
Shapeshifters. Yeah. Megalodon was at Monster Jam 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't do so well.
But do you remember that old footage of alien autopsy, and you know that was just so fake and hokey?
Well, yeah, that's just like that doesn't belong in the conversation.
But I mean, that's the only point of reference of anything that I can remember of actually seeing what would be an alien. You know what I mean?
It was just, but I mean, it was so obviously not authentic that
all those were. The guy who made the fake Loch Ness model came forward on his deathbed. The guy who was in the suit walking against Bigfoot, they came forward. It's him and his brother-in-law. Like, they've all ended up being that way.
Yeah.
A lot of the first flying saucers were actually metal plates that they would throw in the air and snap pictures of them.
Yeah. No, look, it's flying saucer. But no,
now we can do it with Snapchat.
We're just shooting skeets all.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. I wonder if Rocker Bell's has something good for Valentine's Day.
Always.
Did they have negligees?
They have some stuff that you would love.
They got some sexy stuff from what I've seen on people's Instagrams.
Nice. Mm. All right. Paige, go pick you something out. Here's Nine's credit card.
Okay.
Perfect. Happy Valentine's Day.
How'd you get it?
I'm not actually Matt Harris. I'm actually Michael Carbonaro.
I thought it was weird the other day when I paid for gas and the pump said, golly, thank you.
I had to pay up for that. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what are you working on in the sports hole?
We just had another collectible card, sell at auction for a ton of money.
Huh.
It's a card I've never seen before. I don't know if you guys have either. I'd be curious to pick your heads about it.
What sport?
Basketball.
Oh, I got a clue.
Well, then there you go. That's easy then.
Yeah. It's not the Menendez brother card.
No.
I wouldn't let you buy that on eBay.
Is it someone who...
someone recently deceased?
Deceased in a accident on a mountain of some kind.
Nope.
No.
A canyon?
No, it's not a Kobe.
Okay.
All right.
It's now I'm intrigued again.
All right, then we'll find out next about this Sam Bowie rookie card.
All right, Sam Cassell.
All right, we'll get
dressed as Gollum.
We'll get the details next in your Rise Guys Sports Hole. Morning to you.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
It's this card went up for auction, but it's not really rare. Well, let me take that back. It's rare, but...
take it all the way back, huh?
Ever since I watched that documentary on Netflix about the kid that went back and found all of his old cards and the...
Jack of all trades.
And the unnamed card company, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty much cop to flooding the market.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with everything.
I think they make some of these cards just for... to reap the money somehow.
One of my... let me think of how I'll word this. That's a friend. A friend of mine is into fishing a lot, and he spent an enormous amount of money on fishing equipment, and specifically this one brand. And that one brand is now available in Costco, very cheap, and he's very pissed.
Oh. What brand? I'm just curious what brand.
Orvis.
Oh, okay.
Orvis. He's like, I paid $100 for that damn shirt, and it's like $20 at Costco now.
Like, if you're a card company and you decide you're going to make a one-of-one, why would you release it? Why would you just make it and keep it?
That's illegal.
Take it home with you.
I mean, the next thing, they'd be doing a McBillions or McTops.
Yeah,
McTops.
Or not McTops. It'd just be, you know.
Do they have to prove they released it, though? Like, they made it, obviously. It exists.
You know, I don't know what the rules. I know that I've asked Jeremy Clement this. I've asked, I think I asked Sting this about signing the cards. And I see Dale Murphy still do it. They send the athletes the cards to sign, and then the athlete sends it back to the card company. They get paid, money for that. But you have to take several photos of the signing session and send it back, because Jug had to lay all his out and sign them, and not a video, but just a picture for evidence.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what Brandon Steiner does? He gets you for a couple hours.
Well, see, here's the problem. Very few people will care about this, so I'll keep it very short. When Topps made the 1997 or 98 WCW wrestling set, what happened was a lot of the wrestlers didn't send their cards back that they were supposed to autograph and just gave them away. So a lot of these unsigned cards that on the back says authentic signed autograph of, let's say, Brutus the Barber Beefcake or the Disciple or whatever his name was then. Somebody could take it, sign it, and then because it said it on the back, it was an autographed card. So people were sending these in to get graded, and they're like, it's not real. And it's like, well, it says on the back it is. It's like, well, a lot of these wrestlers didn't send their cards back, and they're very, very valuable.
The most interesting character in the world is the Worker Brother on so many different fronts.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, could you imagine some of those guys, like those cards, what they used to cut up with those cards before they autographed them and sent them back?
Yeah.
I got cocaine on my so-and-so autograph card.
I got a
hardcore hack.
I got a Boomer Payne rookie card if you want to buy it. Yeah. So this card
you
here.
You got a Dookies?
I got a Dookie Payne, too.
Yeah.
I got all the unbookables, the whole set.
Don't worry, sports. You can go after sports.
So this card, there's two patches on it. They're NBA patches, the logo, the Jerry West logo,
mm-hmm.
used in game, one for LeBron James and one for Michael Jordan when he was a Wizard.
Yeah.
And there's you see the front, there's the two patches. I've never seen that patch for sure.
It's just the NBA logo patch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never seen a card with that patch, but with two. This sucker sold for $900,000.
Why?
At a private auction.
Why? God.
Look at
you know where I guarantee you, dude, you know what continent owns most of the big dog basketball cards now?
Mexico.
Asia.
Oh, yeah, they love basketball.
Huge.
NBA is international, man.
Huge. Oh, it's huge in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, there's a message on the back of the card that makes it look like, you know, lucky you got this out of a pack, you know, one of one rare inserts.
Right.
There's no way. That circulated at the company. Somebody got it as a gift.
You've watched the McMillions thing and think all sweepstakes are right? rigged. You think the mob's in on the upper deck? Probably.
You know what, though? This made me I used to get cards occasionally, open up a pack just to feel like you did as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I get once a week now because you're always on the hunt.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find a refractor, some kind of rare insert. You know, part of it's me looking at Dave Guido's card collection. I know he goes out and buys.
So you just buy scratch-offs instead?
See, I don't play lottery.
But you do.
But with the scratch-off, so you just throw those away. With the cards, at least you've...
You got something to hoard.
Got something to hoard.
Flip it on eBay for
you know
a
what I
bucks.
Do? I like, when I buy cards now, like at Walmart, in that one line where they have all the cards, you know, mm-hmm. scan yourself, I'll usually buy, like, the $20 wrestling box.
Yeah.
And if I don't, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't get anything worth a crap. So when I ship out beard oil now, you get wrestling cards with people who have beards.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I have big shows. I have.
Here's a Curtis Axel for you.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Yep. Here's a Husky Harris.
So I can write off all my wrestling cards now.
Came from Husky Harris.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole man.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We got that email. We're going to read it today because it matters today because it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Love. It's a four-letter word. And so is rock. So, here's more rock now.
93.3 The Planet.
The Planet.
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.